How many of you have had a friend that's been suicidal?
40 teenagers and a few adults sit in a big circle on the JDHS auditorium stage. About half the hands went up. Social worker Mark Lomurray is part of the group.
I'm just going to have you break out into some groups, and I want you to put down all the stuff that gives you strength.
Each group gets a poster-sized sheet of white paper and begins writing and drawing pictures.
We have friends and family and traveling and writing.
Journaling is sometimes helpful, and reading, drawing, eating food, watching TV, exercising.
The exercise is one of several used this day to start students thinking about factors that could lead to suicide and the strengths they have to guard against. Life skills, Lomurray says. He's executive director of Sources of Strength, which began when he was working in rural North Dakota on Indian reservations where the suicide rate was high.
And one of the things we found is we really need to have peer leaders involved, and we also really need to have a strength-focused approach.
Now Sources of Strength is in schools, universities, and communities throughout the U.S. and Canada. It's been adopted by the Tanana Chiefs Conference and is being used in some interior Alaska villages. Lomurray says teens can spread a positive message with their peers in a way adults cannot, whether it's on Facebook, going into a classroom, or just hanging out. That's one of the reasons JDHS Principal Ryan Alsop has embraced the program.
They see things in the hallways that we as adults don't necessarily see. They also see kids in a social setting, and they're also the first to notice when somebody becomes more withdrawn from their group. And so, to me, the beauty of the Sources of Strength program is that it's student-centered and not adult-centered. We can do a lot of talking at kids, but kids talk amongst themselves.
The youth and teachers train together. They were selected by school staff and represent a cross-section of the student bodies from Zonnekeheny Middle School, as well as Juno Douglas, Thunder Mountain, and Yakuske Dakahiti High Schools. JDHS English teacher Tanya Mosier has taught for 16 years. She says it was easy to agree to take part.
As an adult that kids come to, I'm often trying to get them connected with other people to help, and so this just seemed like a natural fit.
Dressed in a pressed blue shirt, tie, and argyle vest, freshman Brian Holst says he wants to help students who need a hand up, so
they know where to go to find those people that want to help them.
While it's dress-up day for Holst and his friends, Makalini Masia looks more comfortable in sweatshirt and jeans. The JDHS freshman has Tongan roots and knows the value of family as a source of strength.
I'm kind of proud that I was recommended because I do kind of try to help people that are in trouble, and I do have some friends that are.
Auti Nasia will serve as an adult advisor from Juno's AWARE shelter. She says AWARE also will bring in experts on teen dating violence, domestic violence, and other issues. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is also involved. Nasia calls Sources of Strength an empowerment program for teens.
Providing opportunities for youth to know that they're powerful agents of change to really change the school climate.
JDHS senior Ezra Sadiq has just a couple of months left in high school. She knows the program will help equip her for college next year, where life will be even more complicated.
It's definitely a huge thing that we could do for this community and school.
It will take about 3 years to implement the Sources of Strength program in the Juneau School District, with new students trained every year. Hillary Young will head it up. She works for Juneau Youth Services, which already offers the Signs of Suicide educational curriculum in the high schools. Young says Sources of Strength doesn't stop at school. To be successful, youth must hear the same message.
When they go to soccer practice with Parks and Rec, you know, or when they are playing baseball, or whether they're at youth group or whether they are at culture club or whatever it is, these messages are getting reinforced across the community.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.